Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your lady, Kendra Justine, checking in with you on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I hope everybody's been having a great week. We're almost wrapping it up, close to Friday. Just remember, we only have one day left, y'all, of the 30 Days Success Challenge. I wanted to make sure I got 30 days in on this challenge. Now, for those who have been following it, we've been doing this for a good at least 90 days, so we should really have the process down. But if you're new and you're just hearing it, I wanted to do 30 days of this video for anybody who's coming afterwards to have 30 days of listening material so that they can be successful in completing this challenge, okay? Tonight's episode, 5 Ways to Reprogram the Subconscious Mind, 30 More Days of Success. So, again, I appreciate everybody who's been on the challenge. For me, it has really made a tremendous difference in my life. It only takes 30 days to create and form a new habit. Okay, so that's why this whole challenge was, you know, situated around 30 days. If you do it 30 days straight, you'll never be the same again. And for me, I can truly say that has been the case. You know, there are still things that I deal with. Life still happens, of course, but it's all about how you react to situations. And on this 30 days of success, you're going to have a new set of tools to use when you do hit the different pitfalls and the different aspects of life. So one thing about creation, you know, law of attraction, using all of the 9 axioms or 9 principles of thought, it all has to do with the mind, okay? What was the first principle? All is mind, okay? The universe is mind. So I feel like it's important to figure out how do you tap into the mind and what mind are they talking about? The first thing that we need to realize is that the mind that has the most control over your life is your subconscious mind, okay? Your conscious mind only has control over about 5% of the time, but your subconscious mind has 95% of the control of what you do every day of your life. So that's big. One question I have for the audience, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in. How many times have you read self-help books? How many self-help books have you read? If you're like me, you probably read several over your lifetime. And I would say a lot of the self-help books actually did help me for a period of time. They at least gave me a new idea, you know, a new way to think about things. So shout out to the people who write the self-help books because they're very helpful. But the second question I have, how many people actually changed their behavior after reading the self-help books? How many people went to a business seminar or, you know, something like that and actually started a successful business after or even tried to attempt starting a business? I know most of you probably answered no, if not all of you. So the reason that is not your fault. Your conscious mind is very intelligent. Your conscious mind has a lot of information, but you didn't reprogram your subconscious mind, okay? One thing that I want to insert so that you don't feel too bad, okay, is that something I want everybody to realize is that most of your programming of your subconscious mind is established during your first 7 years of life. That's why it's very important. This 30 Days of Success Challenge is great, okay, especially for adults. Take home what I want all of you to understand is that your children don't have to go through this. The little ones don't have to go through all this. Let me try to reprogram. Let me try to relearn. We can teach them correctly. From a young age, we can introduce them to the 9 spiritual principles of life, okay, the law of attraction. Imagine if you knew those things since you was a child. We wouldn't even be on the phone right now. Neither one of us would be on the phone together. So it's very important. Much of the programming is done during the first 7 years, all right? For the parents on the line, we have to really be cognizant of the information that we're feeding our children. It's a lot of damage that can be done in the first 7 years, or it's a lot of good groundwork and good solid foundation that could be laid in the first 7 years, okay? And then second, I want us to all realize this. Your mind is in a mode of imagination, and when you hit that theta state, it can be reprogrammed, okay? So I have five methods that we're going to get into now about how to reprogram the subconscious mind. These things actually work, okay? And before I go into them, what I wanted y'all to remember is that this, we all wake up with intent. Well, you know, I'm not even going to get into that. Let me just run into my 5 points, and I'll be able to lay out that point while I'm going over these points, okay? The first thing, the first way to reprogram the subconscious mind, I know that we've all heard of this in some people. This is not any spooky stuff. This stuff really works. People do this type of thing, okay? Hypnosis. And particularly while going to sleep, all right? That's when you can really get some learning in. Now, I don't even think, now that I think about it, I feel really bad because I don't even think I have said it at all during this challenge. But I do want to say that now, okay? This is a great opportunity for me to really let y'all know everything that I've been doing to be successful on this 30-day challenge. Hypnosis. Okay, now, if you've really been trying to create wealth or change your train of thought, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with different music, music that you can play while you're sleeping. All right? That's basically what that's about. And when you listen to these types of, you can go on YouTube and just Google music for the subconscious if you want to, or sounds for the subconscious. And what happens is you hit different states. Even when you're meditating, if you really start meditating, you'll see yourself drop into different levels, okay? The first, like when you first start, you'll still hear everything around you, thinking thoughts. When you drop to that second level, you'll kind of hear stuff around you, but not really though. And once you hit that third level, that's when you're really plugged in, okay? And that's the way for me to explain it. Right now, I really can't. I don't want to, you know, just talk to talk, but it's different states. And one of the states is theta, one of the states is beta, okay? But this is a great way. Now, on this challenge, it's a lot of nights, especially nights where I felt like, man, you know, I don't want to be off. I want to wake up still on the right track. I will listen to these sounds. Make sure you go to the website, KendraJustine.com, and subscribe, okay? I actually have all of the things that work for me, and I'm going to be having those sounds available for you to download, all right, on the website. We're actually working on the shop right now, okay? So when you go to sleep and you listen to these things, it soaks into your subconscious. One thing that I want you to know about your subconscious mind, it never sleeps. It's always awake. Okay, so when you go to sleep and you got that drama on TV, or you got that, you know, you just got the movie, the scary movie playing, that stuff is going to seep into your subconscious mind. So don't go to sleep with the TV on, especially if it's foolishness, okay? Don't do that, because you think you're asleep, but you're not. Your subconscious mind is still picking up on all those subliminal messages, all those TV commercials, all of that drama and reality show, all of the news. So listen to something that is productive, okay? Listen, you know, they have all kinds of them. So I did want to say that I'm not going to stay on that too long because I only have 6.5 minutes left, but I did want to say that is really good. That worked for me a lot on this challenge, okay? I probably did it maybe no more than 10 days overall on the first 30 days, but it really does make a big difference. 2, habituation. Repetition makes habit. Habit is a powerful thing. Again, that's why this is the 30 Days to Success Challenge. It only takes 28 to 30 days to create a new habit. So this challenge is about consciously creating a new habit, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things in your mind, okay? Anybody who's been on the challenge and people who are new, check out the plan, the new plan, and the blueprint. 3 different methods, okay? 3 different methods that you can use to implement and really make this challenge work, okay? First, I had the plan, which got me on the right foot. Then the new plan, okay, which is like an adjustment of the plan once you got the plan going. And the blueprint, which once you have the blueprint, you'll really be able to manifest your deepest desire if you follow the blueprint. And those things were set in place just to create habit, okay? I also want everybody to know, too, because, you know, sometimes I just have somebody who's close to me ask me, like, how do you, you know, I've been smoking, I'm still smoking, how do you stop smoking? And what I told them, I'm like, okay, first of all, you have to be able to tell yourself, I can stop. And this doesn't just apply to smoking. This is any drug, okay? This is something I learned about, all right? Might go into the details of it on another episode. But it only takes 3 days, all right, for any type of drug that you're on to get out of your system. So 3 days. Know that you can do it. You could do 3 days, y'all, all right? So I just wanted to say that. Okay. And then three, something else that can train your subconscious mind, okay, is belief change, modification, energy psychology, or super learning. So if you come across this, this is really what got me on this challenge, okay? Basically what I'm saying when I say that is when you truly believe something, like if you come across some new information and you believe it, that can retrain your subconscious mind, like when you truly know, like, oh, my God, when you have an epiphany, like moments that make you do that. That's why it's important to study, all right? Look up if you're trying to, let's say you're like, okay, I'm trying to learn how to create wealth. I just throw that out there because that's the easiest thing for me to say, and most people are trying to do it. Look up videos about people who are, you know, given information about creating wealth. When I read Think and Grow Rich, that completely changed my life, okay? Anybody seriously trying to create wealth, read that book. Think and Grow Rich is, oh my goodness, all right? It resonated with me so deep that that really did change my thoughts on everything, okay? It's even schools of thoughts that you can look into. Okay, shout out to Abraham Hicks. I was kind of feeling some type of way about that. I don't really follow. Okay, warning, before you follow Abraham Hicks, don't get caught up, you know, in just listening and just listening and just listening. All you need is just to hear the message, which is really feel good, okay? Don't dwell on negativity, all right? And you really have control over your reality. What we think about is what manifests in front of us. You know, it could be very helpful for somebody who never heard this person's message before, okay? So if you listen to the person, just don't go over listening to 10 videos, y'all, because then it gets a little bit weird and you might get confused and then you might get stuck. But just initially hearing that message did help me out a lot, okay? And so, you know, that's just very important. So number four. Okay, identify the belief you want to change and then change it. So beliefs are important. That's why when you take on a new belief system, it can change everything. Okay, I was in a box for a portion of my life, you know, just really into the church. I ended up taking everything in the Bible literally. I didn't understand the esoteric aspects of it. I was just reading it for the face value, all right? And that really, you know, doesn't work. So when I ended up opening my mind and looking into different aspects of things, when I started to get into learning about Kemet, when I really learned about who I am, changed absolutely everything. That was the premise, all right, of all change in my life. So I would say definitely just learn more material. Find a belief that you want to change. Let's say you're like, you know, I really believe that it's hard to make money. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Start there. First of all, that's not true. There's an abundant world. So just identify a belief, even if you're like, you know, I don't love myself. That's a belief. So change it to I do love myself. I'm going to go into more about how you know, different tactics on how you can do that. I only have about 40 minutes left, okay? I mean 40 seconds left. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up. Another thing, meditation. I've talked about this. The hypnosis part is kind of ties into this, but this is a little bit different, all right? Make sure you're meditating every day, y'all. Seriously, you know, even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes, if you can hit that deep spot, even for just 5-10 minutes, that's going to create a big change in your life, all right? It's a scientifically proven fact. It's a video about a TEDx talk about how meditation actually changes the brain structure. It's that real. 10 seconds left. I love y'all. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. Check out the site, KendraJustine.com. Peace.